A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver. Away!
Milt Borden was foreman of the Rafter Eye Horse Ranch. He was ambitious and treacherous and hoped someday to own the place. Riding over to the neighboring Diamond P one autumn morning, he was talking things over with his companion, Ace Perrin.
Sam Todd can't live forever, Ace. When he kicks off, I'll get the Rafter Eye lock, stock, and barrel. You watch me.
It's a nice spread, Milt. It's a moneymaker. You could do worse. But Sam's not kicking off very fast, even if he is ailing.
That's not worrying me any. I can prod him on a little.
With a six gun?
I got a better way than that.
Yeah?
Come on.
Come on. I notice you're giving Doc Story a lot of medical advice lately.
He's handy. He's very handy.
Suppose Sam Todd does kick off. What then? His daughter Nancy will get the ranch, won't she?
Sure. That's just it. She'll get the ranch and I'll marry her. And that does it.
You think she'll have you? The way I hear it, she and Matt Price aim to get hitched sometime.
Not when I get through, they won't. She won't marry a cattle thief.
Who says he's a cattle thief?
I do.
Might be hard to prove.
Not for me. I can prove it any day in the week. I can prove he's blotching Rafter Eye brands and changing them to Diamond P. I can show you the stock. I've showed it to Nancy. That's where the pressure comes in. She'd do anything for Matt Price.
You mean she'd even marry you to keep him out of jail?
That's what it'll add up to when I'm through. Well, here we are. Oh, boy.
Easy. There's Matt Price and his old man over at the corral.
Yeah.
Hi there. I want to talk to you a minute.
Steady, boy. Come on, Ace.
I'm with you.
Hello,
Barton. Howdy, Gil.
What do you two want here?
I tell you straight off what I want, Matt. I want you to keep away from Rafter Eye Range, that's all. We've been losing too many cattle lately.
Borden, are you accusing my son?
Now, listen, Gil. Most of the Rafter Eye stock's over here on your range right now with the brains blotched. They're all wearing your Diamond P brand.
Matt, you know anything about this?
Of course not, Dad. I haven't been on the Rafter Eye Range since Milt fired me, and Milt Borden knows it.
Borden, if you're trying to say that Matt and me stole some Rafter Eye cattle, it's a lie.
What's that? You call me a liar?
You heard what I said.
I don't take that from anybody, mister. Not from anybody.
Dad!
You old buzzard! I'll fix you!
Count me in, Borden. Hold it.
The gun.
Stay out of it, Matt. Get back or I'll shoot.
Look out, Daddy. He's backing in the fence.
Yeah, this'll finish you.
That got him, Milt. You did it, Milt. You knocked him clean out.
I'll get you for that.
Hold it. I've still got you covered.
Here, yeah, come on, Ace. We gotta get to town.
Scary boy. Get
up. Dad. Daddy hurt bad.
Man, what happened?
Oh, Mom.
Oh, dear. What's the matter with Gil?
Milt Borden knocked him against the corral rails. Dad, speak to me. Mom, look. That cut on his neck.
Oh, looks bad.
There's a spike in the fence. He hit that.
He needs a doctor, Matt, right away.
Yeah, we'll get him to the house and I'll go to town for Doc Story.
It was some time before Matt reached town. He found Doc's Story in the Tip Top Cafe, engaged in a card game with Milt Borden, Ace Perrin, and some ranch hands from the Rafter Eye. Milt refused to let the doctor leave the game.
Come on, Doc, please.
You're not leaving, Doc. It's your deal.
But I got to go, Milt. Matt,
I don't care what he says. Now, sit down. Now, listen, kid. Beat it. Doc won't come.
He's got to come.
Milt, a good doctor.
Who says you're a good doctor? Ace, get that kid out of here before I break his neck.
Sure, Milt, sure. Shove on, man.
Not for you.
I told you to move.
Let me alone, Perrin.
Now, Price, move or I'll throw you out.
Get your hands off me.
You're going to be thrown, huh? All right, here you go.
Oh, you...
Ace and Milt combined to treat Matt as roughly as possible. They lifted him bodily and literally threw him out of the cafe.
Not
want
it.
No.
Come on, Ace.
Let's get
dirty poke. Let me help you up.
What's that?
Here, I'll give you a hand. There you are.
Are you masked?
Are you badly hurt?
I guess not. Sort of got the wind knocked out of me, that's all.
You landed pretty hard.
Oh, those dirty skunks, they... Hey, my horse is gone.
Your horse?
It was right over there, and now it's gone. If those same critters stole my horse...
Who?
Maybe you're working with them.
I'm not working with anyone.
Well, you're masked. You may be part
of... Why don't you tell me who threw you out of the cafe and who you think stole your horse?
Well, I...
You look as if you could use a friend.
All right. I'll tell you.
Matt's bitterness burst forth as he told of events during the past couple of hours, starting with the injury to his father. The Lone Ranger listened carefully until Matt had finished.
You say Milt Borden wouldn't let Dr. Story come?
That's right, mister. Doc Story does what Milt Borden says.
Is your father badly hurt?
I'm afraid he was. He got a pretty nasty cut.
We'll get Dr. Story.
He won't leave that card game. He doesn't dare leave it.
We'll see about that. Come on.
But Milt Borden will
get
you...
We'll take care of Milt Borden and anyone else who tries to interfere.
Gosh, mister, I like your style.
Thanks. Which one is Dr. Story?
That one right over there. The fat-faced man next to him is Milt Borden.
All right. Dr. Story?
Yes, sir. I'm Doc Story. Masked. You're masked.
I want to see you.
Hey, what's the idea of the mask? Now clear out and quit bothering us.
Dr. Story, Matt Price says his father's injured. I think you better go. It might be serious.
Well, hey, Milt, there's Matt over by the door.
So... You're siding Matt Price, huh?
I am.
I told Matt I couldn't make it.
Yes, I know, but you better come with me.
Now listen, you meddler. I told Doc he wasn't going. You clear out or you get the same as Matt got.
Ready, Doctor?
Okay, mister. You asked for it.
What about Matt? Matt, he's got a gun.
Take
you,
Bill. Yes, you get him.
Don't try it.
Not right now, I won't. But, mister, you're starting something you can't finish.
Are you ready, Doctor?
I guess so. My horse is at the livery stable. I'll get over there.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
You go along.
Right.
You can get a horse at the stable. Later on, we'll see about your own horse.
The Lone Ranger watched Matt ride away with the doctor. Then he mounted the great horse Silver and rode out of town to meet Tonto.
Oh, Silver, boy. Oh.
In a few minutes, the masked man had acquainted his Indian companion with the situation at the Rafter Eye, and Matt Price's trouble with the Rafter Eye foreman. There was an expression of deep thought on Tonto's face.
What is it, Tonto?
Well, me wonder.
What about?
Me come through gulch a few minutes ago. Smell smoke.
Smoke?
That right. Me rein up, dismount, look round, then pretty soon see small fire. Feller nearby using branding iron.
What about it, Tonto?
Well, me see rafter eye brand changed to Diamond P.
Diamond P. That's the Price brand.
Ah.
Tighten that cinch, Tonto. We're going to travel.
Ah. Have it ready. Steady, Scout. Steady, Father. You ready?
Can we get close to that fire without being seen?
Ah, me no way.
Come on, then. Show me.
Get him up, Scout!
Good with a running iron, Pete. There's no getting away from that.
I've had lots of experience, Al. That's what it takes.
What do we do now?
Take Matt Price's horse up here in the ledge and shoot him. That's Milt's orders. We'll leave the running iron here on the ground, too. If that don't make Matt Price out a horse thief, nothing will. From here on, it's Milt's play.
He'll have Matt Price behind the bars for good.
That's not the way he'll play it, Al. I heard him and Ace talking. They'll put it up to Nancy Todd and give her a chance to keep Matt out of jail, if she wants to.
Yeah, on Milt's terms, I expect.
Sure. What do you think? He won't give anybody a break except himself. But he'll let Matt off, providing Nancy agrees to wedding bells for her and Milt.
Well, let's get this chore over with. Kind of hate to shoot this critter, but I guess...
It won't be necessary. What? Drop your hands, both of you.
Mashed! Flatten out, Pete, and get him. Let the horse go.
Go ahead.
Get him, Pete! Get him! Oh, my arm!
Fire again. I'll do more than brush you. Otto, tie them up.
Me fix them.
Look, mister, this is Rafter Eye Range. What are you after? What's the idea?
What are you going to do with us?
You'll find out later. Make it fast, Tonto.
We
have a lot to do before Borden makes his next move.
The Lone Ranger realized that Milt Borden would go to any length to get what he wanted, even to framing Matt Price for horse stealing. Milt waited on the trail until Doc Story came along on his way from the Price Ranch.
Milt, what are you doing here?
I've been waiting here an hour.
For me?
Yeah, for you. How's Gil Price?
Well, he'll be all right, but I didn't get there any too soon. He might have died from what you did, Milt.
Well, he didn't, so it don't matter. Now, come on. We're heading for the Rafter Eye.
But I was there yesterday. There's no need to go there now.
Listen, Doc. I'm fed up with your stalling. I want some action. I told you to finish Sam Todd off with a good big dose of some kind of medicine. But you haven't done anything about it. Now, get busy.
I can't do it, Milt.
Don't make me mad, Doc. I'll spill everything I know about young Barney Brooks. The new Stone Meadow Sheriff.
No, no, Milt.
I tell him he held up a treasure wagon down at Tombstone and served time in Yuma Prison under the name of Bill Story. I'll sure surprise the folks when I tell them that young Barney Brooks, their new sheriff, is Doc Story's boy. And a jailbird at that.
Milt, he didn't hold up that wagon. He served time for something he didn't do. He's got a right to take a new name and make his way in a new place.
That's up to you. You can give him that chance by following my orders. Now go up to Sam Todd and do what I told you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Milt Borden laid the cards on the table when he talked to Doc Story. The poor old doctor realized that unless he poisoned Sam Todd, Borden would spread the word that the son of the doctor had spent time in prison and was therefore unqualified to be the sheriff of Stone Meadow. The old man's manner suddenly changed.
There's one way out of this.
Not for you, Doc. I saw to that. Now, what are you up to?
I'm going to kill you, Milt.
Drop that gun or I'll plug you.
You won't plug me. That would spoil your scheme. Keep away from me, Milt.
Doc, you gone crazy?
Keep away.
Doc, you old fool, here comes somebody.
I know, but it doesn't matter.
Give me that gun.
Keep your hands off.
Take that, you old fool.
No.
All right, Doc, take this. Oh. Guess that'll cool you down. Steady, boy, steady. Here comes Nancy.
Whoa, whoa,
you see anything
whoa.
To her and you regret it.
What's the trouble, Milt? What happened to Doc?
He fell off his horse, Nancy. I tried to grab him, but I wasn't quick enough. Maybe he got too much of the heat.
Steady, boy. Doc, are you all right, Doc?
I'm all right. I guess I got a dizzy spell like Milt says.
Here, let me help you.
Thanks, Nancy.
Well, you're going to our place?
Yeah, he's going to see Sam. Come on, Doc. I'll give you a lift to the saddle.
I can manage.
Now, Doc, remember what I told you. We don't want Sam Todd ailing any longer. You see what I mean?
I see what you mean. Get along, boy.
Aren't you going along with him, Milt?
No. I got something I want to show you, Nancy.
I've got to go on, Milt.
It won't take long. It's about Matt Price. Steady, boy.
Oh. Get up, boy.
Get up. Come on. He's up to his old tricks again. And this time, some of the boys caught him at it. He had a running iron, and he was blotching the brains on some rafter eye stock. They shot his horse right out from under him.
What about Matt?
He got away, Nancy. I've given orders that they're not to take him in. That's the way you want it, isn't it?
Yes. That's the way I want it.
But I can't protect him anymore, Nancy. I've got to turn him in.
No, Milt.
I've got to. Or I wouldn't be fair to your father or myself. I don't want to lose all this stock. It goes against my record. There's only one way you can push it down my throat any longer, Nancy. And you know what that is.
You prove to me, Milt, that you're telling the truth, and I'll give you my answer.
For you bet I will. Right up here where this trail comes out of the gulch, and I'll show you.
All right.
Get up there.
Get up, boy.
Come on.
Get along.
Up, boy. Stay. Oh. Hey, stop here. Whoa. Whoa there.
Whoa, whoa. Right here, Milt?
Yeah. Right here. I told him. I mean, they told me it was right here where the trail comes out of the gulch.
But there's nothing here.
Well, maybe it's up here a little farther. Come on up this way.
You look, Milt. If you find anything, let me know. I've got to travel. Get up.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'll get Matt. He can probably tell me what really happened.
The Rafter Eye Ranch House was a big rambling building shaded by cottonwood trees that Sam Todd had planted himself a long time ago. When Dr. Story reached the place after his argument with a swaggering foreman, he tied his horse to the corral fence and went up to the house. He helped himself to a drink of cool water in the kitchen, tidied himself up as best he could, and went up to Sam Todd's room. The Lone Ranger was with Sam.
Oh, you're here, huh?
Yes, Doctor.
What is you, Doc? You look sicker than I do.
Well, I had some trouble on the way, Sam, with your foreman.
Milt Borden?
Yes, I want to tell you about it.
Sit down, Doc, sit down.
Yes.
You too, stranger.
Possibly Dr. Story would prefer to talk to you privately, Sam.
No, I want you to hear this, too. It'll explain what happened in the Tip Top Cafe. I want you to know why I acted as I did. Why I took orders from Borden.
Very well.
Go ahead, Doc. I thought for some time you had something bothering you.
Dr. Story told everything. He told about his son who had been railroaded to the territorial prison and after serving his term, had taken a new name and made a place for himself in Stone Meadow. He told them about Nancy and Matt Price and what Milt Borden was doing to force her to marry him. He told them about the trouble he had just had with Milt.
And my boy's going by the name of Brooks. He's doing fine, but Borden can ruin him with a few words. To protect my son, I'm supposed to help Borden get this ranch.
How could you do that?
Sam, I'm to see that you never get off that bed.
What do you mean?
Exactly what I say, Sam. I was to give you a dose of poison.
Doc, you don't mean that.
It's the truth, Sam.
Now, just a minute. I think there's someone listening at the door. Keep talking while I have a look.
It's high time I got up and took charge of this place again.
Now see that you do, Sam.
What the...
Fly in where you can hear better, Ace.
Let me go.
Get in there.
Ace, you come in here.
I wasn't listening. Here he is.
You didn't even get so rough.
There's a rope handy.
I got a piece of rawhide here.
Fine. Give me your hand. Put a gag in his mouth, Doctor.
You bet I will.
No. Look out. You'll break my arm.
Where can we put him? I want him around when Milt gets back.
Put him in that closet and hurry. See Milt just tying up at the corral.
All right, come on back to you. Come on. Yes, this is all right. He's got in there too, Doctor, so it'll be out of sight.
You can't lock that closet.
It won't matter. We've got to work fast.
What do you aim to do, stranger?
I've sent for the sheriff. I've also sent Nancy for Matt Price. They ought to be here soon.
We've got to pin this thing on Milt. We've got to pin him right down with it, or he'll lie out of it some way. All we got is Doc's word against his.
I think I know a way. And if it works, Borden will confess his guilt. Be glad to do it. I've got to get to the kitchen before Borden comes in.
As the Lone Ranger had anticipated, the swaggering foreman was hot and thirsty when he came into the ranch house kitchen. The first thing he did was to help himself to a glass of water that was standing on the table near the water bucket. It didn't taste as good as he expected. It had a curious, bitter taste. And before he finished the whole tumbler full, the Lone Ranger grabbed it out of his hand.
Hey, what are you doing here?
That wasn't for you.
Well, I drank it.
Didn't you taste something wrong?
I don't know. It didn't taste very good. I was too dry to notice especially.
That was for Sam Todd.
What?
Doc had it fixed for Sam. I'll have to mix some more.
You say Doc mixed it?
Yes, but it doesn't matter. I'll go and tell him to mix some more. Take some water along.
Yeah, I'll go with you. Did Doc say what kind of stuff he had in that glass?
You can ask him.
Yeah, I will. It had kind of a sour taste. I think it's giving me a cramp.
Here we are. Milt just drank the medicine you left in the glass, Doctor. You'll have to mix some more.
You drank that, Borden?
Yes, I did. What was in it?
Well...
I asked what was in that glass.
I've been drinking it for weeks, Milt. Maybe it'll do you more good than it has me.
Doc, I can feel it starting to work. I don't feel good. Do something for me.
I can't help you, Borden.
You've got to, Doc. You've got to do something.
Hey, look out the window. You've got company coming. The new sheriff, Nancy, and Matt Price. There's an Indian with them.
What's going on around here?
You'll find out very soon. I sent for them.
Doc, you know what it is. I'm getting sicker all the time.
I'm sorry.
Kimotabi.
Yes?
He brings sheriff, like you say.
Thanks, Toto.
Here's Matt, Dad.
How do you, Mr. Todd?
Glad to see you, Matt.
Sheriff, I have two rafter eye hands tied up in the barn. Their names are Pete and Al. I caught them changing brands on rafter eye stock to a Diamond P. They say they're acting under Borden's orders.
It's a lie. You can't take the word of this masked man. He's working a scheme of some kind.
Two men will talk, Sheriff. They'll tell about a scheme to get control of this ranch. The man behind the whole thing is Borden.
You can't say that.
You needn't worry, Borden. You won't be with us long.
Doc, I'm sick.
What of it?
I'll tell you what of it. You help me right away or I'll tell all I know.
What was in that glass, Doctor?
Oh, just some stuff that Sam's been taking right along.
He's trying to cover up for himself. It's poison, I tell you. It's turning my stomach inside out.
If it were poison, could you do anything for him, Doctor?
Yes, I could. But it isn't poison.
I know it is. I know it's poison. I don't want to die.
How do you know it's poison?
Because I...
Isn't it because you ordered Doc to poison Sam?
Oh, please, Doc, help me.
Do you want to confess and take a chance in the trial? Or let matters take their course.
I don't want to die.
Confess, then.
It's true. I told Doc to poison Sam.
You ran a brand on cattle to frame Matt Price.
Yes, I did that. Save my life, Doc. I'll take a chance in court.
That does it.
Give me some medicine.
Give it to me, Jay. You help me.
Where's that medicine, Doc? The medicine I spoke to you about.
Oh, that medicine. It's right here.
Good. Here, Borden, I'll help you drink this.
Wait, I can drink it without help.
Oh, no, you can't. You're going to drink all of it.
God!
Keep drinking. Keep swallowing, Borden.
That's an awful big dose of medicine.
It'll do him good, honey.
What is it, Doc?
Borden's drinking more castor oil in
Keep
one
going,
dose than
Borden.
I give all my fishes in a month.
It's almost gone.
Doc, what did Borden get when he drank my medicine?
Plain ordinary salt and water.
There you are.
What? Let me out of here. Let me out, I say.
No, you don't. Borden, you're under arrest.
He's getting away.
Stop him, Toto.
Stop him.
Oh, he lifted that one from the floor.
And now, Sheriff, I'm going to have my say. I'm sick and tired of your posing as someone named Brooks.
But, Doc...
Stop calling me that, Dad Raddatz. I'm your dad, and I ain't to be called that shame. You went to jail for something you didn't do, but you took your medicine like a man. You made a fresh start, son, and you're a blame good sheriff. If there's anyone around here that don't like your past, they can just lump it.
Good for you, Dad. From now on, I'm Sheriff Story.
And what's more, if you've got the gumption of a tadpole, you'll start thinking about a wife and family. Bill Borden, doggone near, took Nancy away from Matt. Maybe you can do it. Anyhow, it's worth a try.
Now, hold on.
Doc!
Oh, Nancy, I was only fooling.
Well, things ought to begin humming around here now.
I never heard you blow off like that before, Dad. Where'd you get all those ideas?
Well, I admit they're not original with me. I got them from the Masked Man. And that reminds me. You'll find another member of Borden's gang hogtied in that there closet.
Where did the masked man go?
He just left with his Indian pal.
Well, he sure has some first-rate ideas. I wonder who he is.
I'll tell you that, son. He's the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.